With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. UPS said it will begin training non-union employees in the United States to step in should there be a strike. The head of the union representing 340,000 United Parcel Service workers on Friday said he's ready to keep talking with the company, even though his bargaining committee rejected its last and final contract offer. A group of Republican U.S. state attorneys general on Thursday warned the country's largest companies that certain workforce diversity policies could be illegal in light of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision effectively striking down affirmative action in higher education. Delta Airline executives say travel has become the top priority for consumers, but capacity constraints at U.S. carriers will not let them catch up with demand for an extended period of time. The Atlanta-based carrier lifted its full-year profit outlook and posted the highest quarterly earnings in its history. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.